You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Monday from Yuma, Arizona, the Marine Corps Air Station here. Yeah, how about that? Second time I've been here doing post-traumatic living, so pretty fired up. You know, for whatever reason, I like the drive over here. Yeah, I do. Beautiful mountains east of San Diego, I've talked about it before. When I did it, I want to say I did it in the spring, I did it in June, and it was as green as I can ever remember seeing it. It's not as green anymore. No. So, just for the record, it's not as green. But drove over here yesterday and had an awesome weekend. And I'll tell you about that here. And had an awesome Friday. And so, yeah. Not gonna lie to you, my life right now is awesome. It is my house. It is my so yeah, gonna do post-traumatic winning four times today. Hopefully I'll make it through the end. I think I will. I don't know. I've been doing it. I mean, so it's so it's just me running my yap. Which I normally don't have a problem doing, so it's pretty cool. Let me tell you a couple things you're going to hear this week. Today you're going to hear a Marine by the name of Andrew, and so let me tell you about my weekend. First of all, let me start with Friday. I go and I do post-traumatic winning with representatives of the Las Vegas Fire Department, which is officially known as the Clark County Fire Department. So, but you would know them as the Las Vegas Fire Department. So anyway, I went and did that. And it's, let me tell you, it's cool because, you know, one of the captains in that organization is a former Lance Corporal of mine, and he was a good Lance Corporal. He was a good Marine. He was, he had a good sense of humor. He was tough, you know, physically fit. And, but you know what? He was a good guy, and you could tell even then he was a good guy. His name is Nick Ratiff, and so you know, Nick's there, and but he had never seen it. I mean, he'd heard a little bit about it, but he hadn't seen it. And then you had, I don't know, maybe half a dozen other people there that wanted to see it, you know, with the thought of, okay, if we're going to send everybody there, we better make an informed decision. So, and we'll see what they ultimately decide, but I'm cautiously optimistic based on things I heard. But anyway, so I did that. And, you know, it's so gratifying to hear some of the things that people say on the backside of that. Now, this is, again, these guys, you know, except for Nick, I mean, they're not Marines. And but they say the same thing. One of the training people was a former female gunny, United States Marine Corps. So it was cool to meet her. And but it's, you know, they told me that, you know, we get all kinds of people, you know, that come out of the woodwork or you know that you know have programs or whatever, and they just, I mean, they don't speak to us. And the response relative to post-traumatic winning was, holy smokes. And so later that night, and I was exhausted when we were done. And so I was going to drive back on Friday afternoon. But my room had been paid for both Friday and Saturday night. So I go back to my room, and I just lay down on the couch in my Gigantor suite, yeah, with the shower that has like 19 nozzles. So anyway, I just crashed in the night. I spent the night there, went down, I got something to eat, and then I drove home on Saturday. So I get home on Saturday, and I got a, you know, I drove here on Sunday, yesterday. So I had a bunch of errands I had to run, right? So I'm in the process of running errands, and there wasn't that many. The chief one was to go get my oil changed and, you know, and just my air filter changed and, you know, that kind of stuff. So I wind up going to Jiffy Lube. Only, I went down Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa, which is the main drag. I'm like, I don't know a place. Let me go there. I drive in. They bring me right in. It's like 3:30 in the afternoon. Dude named Jamal, he's the head guy. There's like three other guys working with his little crew. And he's yelling out commands, son of a veteran, United States Army veteran. And so, anyhow, talking to Jamal, and I'm sitting in my car, because you don't get out of your car at Jiffy Lube. So I look at my phone, we're over chatting, and I can see I got two emails. So I look. And let me read you the email. Give me 1 second. It's coming, I promise. Here it is. Greetings, Mac. This is, and he gives his name and his unit. I was at your post-traumatic winning class a couple of weeks back, and I emailed you once. I just wanted to follow up after the fact and say that I've been doing better than I ever have since learning what you taught. And would be remiss if I didn't say thank you again. I passed on your website and words to family and friends, and they're starting to see impact as well. Seriously, I feel rejuvenated and ready for every day, knowing I have the tools to work with and overcome adversity when it comes my way. Every day going forward is a blessing and another opportunity to make an impact, and I'm beyond thrilled to be able to help others. Keep doing what you're doing. And again, thank you, Semper Fidelis. Andrew. So, that bombs, right? That bombs into my inbox. And I'm just sitting there thinking, like, how cool is the life that I live, right? Just out of the blue on a Saturday afternoon while I'm getting my oil changed. All of a sudden, I'm reading that. And I always talk about those Grinch moments when your heart grows. You know, somebody touches you, and your heart grows. And so I'm sitting there, and then I get another email from a former Marine that's in the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, and asking me, Mac, what would it take for you to come, you know, work with us? I'm just sitting there going, holy! I mean, this stuff is crazy, right? It's crazy because it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, it was, I'm sitting there, and Jamal looks at me and goes, he asked me a question, and I was like, hold on a second. And he goes, oh, are you busy? I said, no. I said, let me read this to you. And I read it to him. And he looks at me and he says, dude, you must have a really cool job. And I said, I have a beyond cool job. But so that was my Saturday. So I went home and I thought, you know what, let me email Andrew and see if he'll come on. So you're going to hear an interview I did with Andrew today. And I mean, you're going to hear him tell the story, but, you know, he had to, you know, say goodbye to his mother when he was 11. She died of cancer. And he talks about that, it's, you know. And then he got hit in the head with a discus at a track meet. And so, I mean, so, you know, it's amazing. Honestly, it's amazing. It's amazing. I don't even know what else. I don't even know what else to say about it. And so, just, you know, cool on top of 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 cool. And then, you know, in the interview that we recorded on Sunday, you're going to hear him talk about helping his relatives who don't live far from me, which is cool. And so we'll be buddies, and you hear the tone of his voice. You hear the tone of his voice, and you're just like, how do I do more of it, right? How do I figure out a way to do more of this? And because it's just amazing. It's just the most amazing thing. And so, so you're going to hear Andrew today. And then, the other thing you're going to hear is, and you'll hear this tomorrow, is you're going to hear Mike Etor. Now, Mike is he's an incredible leader and has been since I first heard about him, but long before I met him. Right, I heard about Mike Etor years before I met Mike Etor. So Mike has a new book out. And the title of the book is called Trust-Based Leadership, Marine Corps Leadership Concepts for Today's Business Leaders. And this book is almost 600 pages. Yeah, and you're going to hear Mike talk about it, tell the story of his book. And it's so much Marine Corps leadership stuff, it'll blow your vacuum tubes. And it'll make you think, like, you know, why did we never ever write a book about, why did the Marine Corps never publish, consolidate and publish all the stuff that you get taught? Why did not? And so Mike has done pretty much that. And I promise you, you will love listening to that interview because it's fantastic. And like I said, Mike Etor has been a great leader for a long time. And now he teaches it. So pretty cool stuff. And then the other thing that I was working on was, I added a commandment. So instead of 3 goals and 9 commandments, 3 goals and 10 commandments now. And, the reason I did it was because one of the things that has struck me as I've continued to do this is the power of not faking it, right? And so normally I talk about not faking it when I say you have to talk about your shit, okay? And we're not talking about, we're faking it. And so the more I've talked about that, and the more I've watched people stand up in front of a group when they introduce post-traumatic winning and say, hey, man, this is what I deal with. And I see the power of that, of when you stop faking it, you know, and it's only grown in magnitude as I watch it more. And I thought, you know what, that has to be its own. That's the first commandment. Stop faking it. Okay? Stop faking that you're okay when you're not. Because I would say the normal condition, the normal human condition is to struggle with it. It's to not be good with these things that have happened to us. That's what's normal. You know, it's why I recoil when you hear, like, well, I don't want to go to mental health because it might cost me my job. Oh, so the alternative is to, I'm not going to go and I'm going to fake like I'm good because that's where I can keep my job. When the person who actually goes to seek help is punished for actually going to seek help. Now, behavioral health people will say, oh, no, that's not true. Bullshit, it's not. And let me tell you, it's what everybody believes. So, yeah, 3 goals and 10 commandments now. And that's normally the way that stuff's evolved, is that, it started out as 2 goals and 8 commandments. Yeah, 2 goals and 8 commandments. Then it evolved to 9. Money was the 9th commandment. Actually, it's the 8th commandment. Everything else just slid down one. Self-discipline was, embracing self-discipline was the, now numerically the 2nd, but it was the last, that's when we went from 2 goals to 3 goals. And now, I think it's so significant, and I've seen it be so significant to the changes people make. So we have another. Yeah, so you can see it was a busy weekend, right? And then, in case that wasn't enough for everybody, I want you to listen to this. And, this is Libby. Okay? Just so everybody knows. This is Libby, and let's see, how do I say that? Libby is Luke's mom. Libby's the one, right? Libby's the one who taught me about post-traumatic winning. Okay? She's the one that, for me, said, no, you don't understand it, Mac. Because, she told me, she thanked me for what I'd done with Luke. And then I said, hey, Libby, you don't have to thank me. I mean, I've seen him. Maybe not him specifically, but I've seen what Marines do. And I would do anything to help them. I mean, they're the most courageous and selfless people I've ever seen in my life. And whatever I could do, I'd gladly do it. So you don't have to thank me. And then, she really is the one that made me understand the winning piece of it, because what I had done for 2 years was collect what I thought was these numbers of truths that I knew I had to share, but I didn't realize the power of sharing them. That's what I didn't know. And so I had these things. Right? And I'd written them down on a piece of paper someplace. I should go back and find the first versions that I did. But I had them in my head. And then, it just so happened that Luke was a person that I crossed paths with. And then Luby ultimately, she's the one that teaches me about the higher plane and about the impact of giving, not only on that one person, but on their entire family. So I want you to listen to Luby. Right? In her own words. Okay? This is Libby in her own words. So, and this will get played today when I do a post-traumatic winning for Mag 13. So, here she is in her own words.
Hi, everyone. My name's Libby, and I'm Luke's mom. Luke deployed in Iraq in 07, 08, came home, and went through about 10 years of dealing with PTSD. Several things happened. Of course, you did the usual of going to therapy, seeing counselors, trying drugs, abusing alcohol, having a hard time of it. And as a parent, didn't really know what to do to help him. I just want to tell you what happened, though, one day. He came home visiting me and in the kitchen. I could tell there's a little bit of a difference in Luke. And he said he'd been listening to a podcast by a Marine named Mac. And it was he had kind of an epiphany. He just said he heard some things, some truths that had made a big difference in how he was dealing with things. And I could just tell by looking at Luke that there was a difference. I could see a lightness in him. I started listening to the podcast. And as a matter of fact, I was listening one day and Mac was reading emails. And I heard him reading one of a Marine. And it just touched my heart. As a matter of fact, I started crying. And I called Luke, and I told him I was listening. And he said, hey, Mom, that's my email. He was reading what I had written to him. He just, it bowled me over to hear what he was saying, what path he was on, how much better he felt. So I wrote Matt an email just to tell him, Matt, and to tell him how much I appreciated it and what a difference I could see in Luke already just in a short amount of time from the conversations and the emails he had with Luke, what a difference it made in his life. Any parent knows how hard it is to watch someone suffer, and they also know what a joy it is and when you feel like that person is better. I don't know if Matt realized that he made a difference, such a big difference in Luke's life, but subsequently in my life, my husband, Luke's brother's life, his girlfriend Emma's life, you know, we could all feel a difference in Luke. Matt talks a lot of times about a dark room people in trauma are in, and there's a door leading the way out. I guess I can think of there's a lot of people in that room with them. And then the door opens, it's not just that person walks out, but all the people connected to them walk out with them. So anyway, it's been such a great year now. It's been a year since Luke talked to Matt, and things have changed so much. It's really hard to believe, because I thought, well, what difference? Why is it so different that just hearing it from Matt? But what he heard from Matt were things he hadn't heard from other people on how to deal with what he was going through. And he's also now reached out to other people that are suffering. And like Max says, by giving to other people, it lightens your load too. You feel empowered almost. Max and I started exchanging emails after I heard Luke's email, and he wrote back and, you know, told me that I didn't need to thank him. But I told him that he did not understand at all that it wasn't just Luke that he helped, how it has just had a tsunami effect. I know it calls him the tsunami lady too, but it's so true. It's spread throughout our family. People that love Luke, people that know Luke, can tell a difference. Well, and that's hard for me to put it into words, Mac, but that's what it was when I wrote you that email, when I just told you from a grateful mom. It was just such a feeling that, like you said, I know you helped Luke, but what it did for me to lay my head down at night and not say the prayer of, please help Luke find joy. You know, and now I lay down and I say a prayer, thank you. Thank you.
So Libby's the one that taught me about the giving piece. I didn't know about it, right? I mean, I spent my life as a leader in the Marine Corps. You take care of people and you don't expect thank you from anybody. You know, when you help Marines, I mean, they say thank you, but I don't know that I really thought about the wider implications of people you help and things like that. No, it's your job. I mean, that's what you do. And that's how the winning piece got into it. And so it was already good because of all the good stuff I'd learned. But then there was a whole different piece to it that I didn't know about. And that's, I love her words too, by the way. And not only do I love the words, but you know what? And everything that's in post-traumatic winning, it's all pretty plain spoken from regular people who've gone through this. And I love the rawness. I love the power of just their personal words. And I love watching the effect it has on people. And Libby's words have an impact on me every time I hear it. Every time I hear it. And so that's how post-traumatic winning got born right there. Otherwise, it was just, I knew I could help people, but I didn't know the incredible, powerful effect of when you do help somebody, what that does. So it's almost like a two-stage rocket. Like you get the first shot of helping somebody, and then the second rocket is bigger than the first. Like you get this huge, overwhelming, right, happiness from helping somebody. And then the second rocket fires. And that is the joy of realizing, you know, how many other people you affected by that. And the joy of giving. And so that's, so Libby makes her debut today in post-traumatic winning. which is pretty cool. Pretty cool. No, I mean, I just, and that's why I say, people ask me, like, well, does it evolve? Does it change? And I say, well, it gets better as I have, as I add more precision guided munitions into this thing that is, the coolest job in the world, and that is post-traumatic winning. So, with all that said, the United States Marine Corps band makes today official. Good morning to you. Dedicated to the Marines of MAG 13, and they're the first and largest aviation organization that's ever reached out and said, "Hey, would you be willing to come do this for us?" So I'm looking forward to today. I'm fired up about it. And but what always excites me the most is I know what's going to happen. It's not an issue like, well, maybe this, right? It's not that way. It is, I know what's going to happen, and it's really exciting. It's really exciting to do, and so this day dedicated to the Marines and Sailors of MAG 13. Looking forward to today.
Betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
for this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the core, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me. I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Brain Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You gotta win.
Winning, it's important. Yeah, the whole culture of this country used to be founded on it. Not so much anymore. I'm just saying, I got to tell you a little twist to post-traumatic winning that's going to happen today. Yeah. I'm going to drop that on you here in a few minutes. Time to check the weather in Marineland. Now, this is coming to you an hour earlier than normal. An hour? No, it's not. This is coming to you 3 hours earlier than normal. So I want you to adjust your lenses. Okay. I don't want anybody to panic out there when they hear these temperatures. All right. Cloudy and 40 in Quantico. Cloudy and 46 at Camp Lejeune. Dark clear and 54 in 29 Palms. Dark clear and 57 at Pendleton. As we get into the second half of November, you know what that means? I saw my first Christmas tree yesterday. In the lobby of the BOQ in Yuma. I said, whoa. Like, isn't Thanksgiving supposed to come before the Christmas tree? Not in Yuma. Let's see. Dark, cloudy, and 71 at Camp Smith in Hawaii. Raining. Dark. 71 in Okinawa. In the Helmand province of Afghanistan, it is 65 degrees under sunny skies, which means it's cool in Afghanistan. In the Al Anbar province of Iraq, it is sunny and 67 in the provincial capital, Ramadi, the home of All Marine Radio. It is clear and 56, looking for a high of 87 today, 75 and rain tomorrow. What the hell? Yeah, what is this? Wednesday, thunder showers in 63. Go figure. All right, and then we're here in Marine Corps Station, Yuma, Arizona. It is currently 60 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Looking for a high today of 85 degrees. So it's going to be a beautiful day out here in the desert. So don't touch that dial. More Balmarine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it. The one and only All Warrior Radio Network.